This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning that at least 8 people have died in the dangerous weather that's hammering New York and New Jersey. Both states have declared emergencies. The storm's been moving into New England, too. The record-shattering rain is what's left of Hurricane Ida. Subway stations in New York City have flooded. Videos show vehicles up to their windows in water. Garbage sailing down the streets. You'll remember that Hurricane Ida barreled into Louisiana on Sunday with 150-mile-per-hour winds, knocking out power to New Orleans and other areas. Power's back for a small number of homes and businesses there, and tomorrow President Biden will visit to see the remaining damage for himself. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
He knows how important it is for people to get power back on. That is air conditioning at a time where it's 90 degrees, right? That is people being able to be in their homes. Maybe they're in hotel rooms right now and they can go back. There's a range of reasons why, of course, turning the power back on is vital to the people of the state.
The new Texas law that bans most abortions will stand. The Supreme Court is allowing it to remain in effect. The AP's Mike Kempin.
In declining to halt the Texas law, a majority of Supreme Court justices said those bringing the case had not met the high burden required for a stay of the law. The Texas law is part of a broader push by Republicans nationwide to impose new restrictions on abortion. At least 12 other states have enacted bans early in pregnancy, but all have been blocked from taking effect.
A California woman who allegedly punched a flight attendant and grabbed her hair has been charged with assault. The Southwest Airlines attendant lost 2 teeth. China is warning visiting U.S. climate envoy John Kerry that deteriorating relations could undermine cooperation on climate change. This is AP News. The latest from drug maker Moderna. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
U.S. drug maker Moderna Inc. and its Japanese partner are recalling more than 1 million doses of its coronavirus vaccine. The decision to suspend 1.63 million doses came after confirmation that contamination of some of its vaccines reported recently was tiny particles of stainless steel. Takeda Pharmaceutical Company is in charge of sale and distribution in Japan of the Moderna vaccine. The company said the contamination came from the process of putting stops on the vials at its Spanish factory. Japanese officials said about 500,000 people had received shots from the Moderna vials before the problem surfaced. I'm Karen Chamas.
An Illinois woman's been arrested, accused of submitting a fake COVID vaccination card to visit Hawaii. The card had misspelled Moderna, according to court documents. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.